Hey guys, and good morning. This is Homer Washington, and you're listening to another episode of the How To Show on 177.6 USNA. Today we have a very interesting topic, especially for our fellow American listeners, but also for our friends in Germany. That's right, we are going to talk about how to survive as an American first-time visitor in Germany and as a German first-time visitor in the USA, respectively. Therefore, I invited two experts on sociocultural behavior who will join me for today's show. First of all, I'd like to welcome Dr. Ruth Liberty, who will be our American expert. Good morning, Ruth. How are you today?
Good morning, Homer. I'm fine, thanks. And thank you for having me on the show. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Our second guest today is a well-known expert on German sociocultural behavior, and I'm very pleased to have him on the show as well, Dr. Helmut Kraut. Guten Tag, mein Herr. Wie geht es dir?
Hello. Here we have the first problem. The Americans only have one form of address, which is you. If we knew each other or if we were friends, then you could ask me a question like that. But since we hardly know each other, you might want to consider using a more formal form of address and ask me, wie geht es Ihnen? But I like the fact that Americans always ask, how are you, even though it's a superficial empty phrase.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea. Does that mean Americans are always impolite when they meet German foreigners, Miss Liberty?
Oh, I think this is not the case. The English word you, when translated into German, has different meanings, and therefore different kinds of formal levels. Let me give you a very simple example. You used the rather informal wie geht es dir earlier. That implies you somehow know Dr. Kraut, and maybe you address him by his first name too. But I assume you've never met him before. Hence, you're supposed to use the more formal wie geht es Ihnen. The problem, though, is that both expressions mean how are you in English. As you can see, forms of address in Germany depend on how well you know a person. For us Americans, it seems to be a bit easier, since we always use how are you, regardless whether it's a formal or informal form of address.
Yes, yes, that is correct.
Good to know. But why don't we talk about something maybe more general, as for instance, are there any major differences between the US and Germany when you, let's say, go to the restaurant?
Oh yes, there are quite some differences. I've been to Germany a couple of times, but the first time I went to a restaurant by myself was kind of humiliating. I just didn't know what to do.
Professor Liberty, would you be so kind as to illustrate a difference that our listeners might encounter?
Of course. Well, after having entered the location, you will be able to observe one major difference in service. In the US, you will immediately be welcomed and seated somewhere at a table by a hostess or waitress, while in Germany, customers are expected to find a table themselves.
And what does that tell us?
I think it exemplifies the two different cultural ideas as far as service is concerned. Americans are very service-orientated. We try to make our guests feel as comfortable as possible by welcoming them at the door, guiding them to a table, and offering complimentary bread and water. And we tend to tip very well, because the average wage of a waiter is very low. It is slightly different in Germany.
In Germany, it's rather a business, more like a host-customer relationship. Americans might understand this as a lack of service, but I think it's pretty pragmatic. Nevertheless, a lot of American influence can be observed nowadays. Services in general have been improved in Germany in order to attract more customers.
There's something I really like about Germany and the restaurants. The price you see on the menu always includes tax. So what you see is what you get. I don't know why we don't have this in the States.
Yeah, right. That is really annoying. Dr. Kraut, have you ever been to the movies in the US?
Yes.
Why are you laughing? Have you encountered anything special?
Even going to the movies is different in both cultures. Of course it is a stereotype, but Germans love to regulate almost everything and they appreciate their order. So if you as an American go to the movies in Germany, it might surprise you that your movie ticket tells you where to sit. In America it's a bit different. Don't you have a certain expression for that?
Do you mean first come first served?
Exactly. Would you like to explain that?
It's quite simple. Whoever comes first gets to choose the best seat. And this principle works quite well.
So what is your verdict, Dr. Kraut?
I don't like it. I might be too old-fashioned, but I like going to the movies German style.
Very interesting. I'd love to get more insights into this topic, but unfortunately we're running out of time. I would like to thank my guests for today, Professor Liberty.
My pleasure.
And Dr. Kraut.
Jawohl.
And thank you guys for listening to the How To Show on 177.6 USNA. Join us tomorrow for another episode.